T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vinny Serrato was a general manager in the NFL. He's now a talk show host with The Fan in Baltimore, and he has been kind enough, you, to give us a few minutes. And so we welcome into the program with John and Hugh, Vinny Serrato from Baltimore on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Vinny.
Vinny, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning to you guys. A lot of tough games against you. I remember that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So, Vinny, just jump right into it. Cam Newton is the only reason why teams are not looking at Cam Newton. Is that because they can't actually do a physical on him?
I think that's a big part of it. I mean, because there's so many things that you want to check out. I mean, you know, you got to check out that shoulder and stuff at Kelly's. You want to see physically how he is. And you know how teams are. Unless they get their own doctors on them, they don't feel comfortable. And, you know, we're just kind of like, you know, the Ravens when they had the defensive lineman from the Rams in. You know, they didn't get a chance to see him. So they weren't comfortable with it. So I think that is a big, big part of it. And I would bet that I would want to see him throw, you know, because he looked tight. He didn't look natural last year. So, you know, I would want a physical, and I would want to work him out. If I'm going to pay him money and he's come in to be my starter, I'd want to work him out too.
Vinny Serrato, longtime general manager. We mentioned he's in Baltimore. Cam Newton, certainly one of the big focal points. We still don't know about Jadeveon Clowney. We don't know about other free agents as well. Vinny, are you taking a wild guess? Did you guess where Cam might end up or Clowney might end up? Or, you know, in Atlanta, a lot of fans want to know where Devontae Freeman might kind of light here when it's all said and done.
I like Clowney, you know, but that's another one that you've got to get checked out. And here's the biggest problem. Clowney has two problems. Number one, he's always hurt. And number two is you want your doctors to be able to check him out to see where he's at physically. And I would think he's got to do a one-year deal, a prove-it deal, if he wants to, you know, get paid like he wants to get paid. So I was politicking all along for like the last 6 weeks for the Ravens to sign Clowney, you know, because Matthew Judon's on a franchise tag, so just swap them out. And I think the defense would be even that much better, but doesn't look like that's happening. So sounds like Clowney may end up Tennessee, or maybe even might be tough now because Seattle drafted some guys for him to go back to Seattle. But you know, the price tag keeps going down, and maybe the option for those guys, if they don't sign with teams, you know, now or shortly, then the option is to wait till when the season starts and wait for an injury where people have a big need. And then, you know, you've got a chance maybe to get a little bit more money.
Sports Radio 929 again.
Go ahead, Jim.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Vinny Serrato, former NFL GM at 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Another guy, Jameis Winston, went to the New Orleans Saints. Do you feel like that was a great move for him to make?
Yeah, I think it was a good move for him because look what happened with Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy kind of did the same thing. So it has worked there. You know, the rehab process has worked there. And that Jameis was not going to get to be a starter. So, okay, where's the best place for me to go and learn? And it sounds like he had Pittsburgh, you know, to go learn from Ben and maybe get a chance to play more if Ben were to get hurt there, or to go to New Orleans with Sean Payton and with Drew Brees. And Teddy Bridgewater got paid, what, $60-some million? Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of more what Jameis is looking for. So for him to go there, I think it's a proven track record where nothing is proven in Pittsburgh. You know, so I think it was a good move. And Joel Siegel, his agent, I think he looked at it, studied it, and I think he did a good job with that.
Vinny Serrato joins us from Baltimore, where he's a talk show host at The Fan in Baltimore. Boy, you guys had a heck of a season last year. I mean, the emergence of Lamar Jackson as an MVP player for your team. I know a bitter disappointing end of the way because you figured, you know, Super Bowl or bust at that point, you know, as well as the team had played. And, of course, it didn't happen. But then you have a really good draft on top of having a pretty good team. So I imagine that the – Vinny, I'm going to go out on a limb and think that the Baltimore Ravens fans are expecting nothing short of being in Tampa and playing for a title.
Well, here's the thing, you know, with the Ravens. They went 14-2 last year. And this year, I think everybody expects them to get to the playoffs. But the last 2 years, they've lost in the playoffs and had two bad games. You know, so now Lamar is 0-2 in the playoffs. So Lamar won the MVP. You know, nothing matters now till the Ravens get to the playoffs because Lamar's got to win in the playoffs. And that's why, you know, I was talking, I said, I hope the Ravens don't get the number one seed, because if they have 2 weeks to prepare for a playoff game, all the talk for that playoff game is going to be, oh, they haven't won. Lamar hadn't won a playoff game. But, you know, so then the pressure mounts. Because last year in the Tennessee game, the one they lost in the playoffs, I saw a different Lamar. He looked tense and he looked tight. Because in every game during the season, he was having fun, patting people on the head, smiling, relaxing. He looked tense and tight in that game. And, you know, the thing that got me the most was they were the number one rushing team in the history of the National Football League, and they called 71 passes. You know, that made no sense to me. Made no sense to me. I mean, they almost, they did Tennessee a favor. So I think that everybody is expecting that, but once they get to the playoffs, I think the fans are going to be nervous because Lamar hadn't won a playoff game. And until he does, then that'll change. He just got to go win one. Because once he goes to win one playoff game, then I think he'll relax. And then he'll be back to being his fun, happy Lamar that goes and runs around and makes people miss and does all kinds of great things.
I'm talking with Vinny Serrato about some of the NFL headlines here in terms of what's going on with the league in this offseason. Vinny, what do you see? We were talking earlier, you and I, about the NFL pushing its schedule back into May. What do you see? If you have to guess, your best guess, talking to the people that you talk to, connected as you are we seeing an on-time start that Roger Goodell had been hoping for? Are we going to be seeing, I mean, I know that we're asking you to guess about stuff you can't possibly know. What is your best kind of sense right now as we sit here headed towards the 1st of May as to when we might see the start of the season?
I would think that it's probably going to be pushed back, I would think. You know, just if they want to get some type of fan base and everything. Here's the thing that I was saying is, you know, I would think maybe the NFL would be a little bit nervous about playing with no fans because all of a sudden, you know, everybody is at home watching the games on TV. And they're going to say, you know what, this isn't that bad. We can still have our tailgates before the game and do all those things and watch it on TV. Then all of a sudden maybe the people like watching it at home more so than going to the games. But I think that it probably needs to be pushed back, and you could probably respond to this, just because with no OTAs, no mini camps, and probably no preseason games and all that, the development. I mean, guys make huge improvements from year one to year two. We had Orlando Brown Jr. on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about when he came in last year as a rookie, the improvement that he made from rookie mini camp to the OTAs to the veteran mini camp and the training camp. You know, he would have never been able to start if he hadn't done those things. So how's that going to affect the rookies? How's it going to affect the development of the players? And just look at the, you know, the players in the offseason, you know, the ones that can't really lift. You know, the offensive linemen and defensive line, you know, the ones that, you know, gain 10, 15 pounds in the offseason, get so much stronger. Are they able to do those things now? So, you know, those are all questions that I would have. The biggest thing with me with being a former general manager would be, you know, how much can rookies help me right away? And then the development of guys, because the biggest jump you make is year one to year two, And if you don't have all that time to develop, are you gonna see it?
Vinny, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. We look forward to that season whenever it does start. Thanks very much for being part of the show.
Yeah, man. Have a great day and stay safe.
You got it. You too, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.